Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Wednesday as we focus on Bible and biblical leadership. We've come to the book of Judges, which is a very dark time in the people of Israel, and over again they become oppressed by a certain enemy of theirs, and then a judge is given up to the people and leads the people out of that oppression. In Judges chapter 4 and 5, we find the leadership of Deborah and Barak, where Israel is being harshly oppressed by Jabin, the king of Canaan. And in chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, Deborah herself is described as a prophetess, and she calls Barak to her, who is the leader of the army. And in verse number 9, she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And so Barak was scared to go without Deborah against Sisera, the leader of the armies of Jabin, the king of Canaan. And we see that they end up winning that battle because the Lord is with them because of their faith. And in Judges chapter 5, verse number 2, it's the song of Deborah and Barak praising God. And it says this: "When the leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord." And so we want to pray and bless the Lord for the biblical leadership that we find in Deborah and Barak. Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus the Christ, who is your Son, and his ability to lead for us the greatest example. We also thank you for the other examples of Deborah and Barak and their example of leadership together, and their leadership and their faith, both individually and their faith working together to defeat the enemies of you and your people. We thank you for Deborah's willingness to lead in the fight against the enemies of your people, and because none of the men would step up to lead. And we thank you for the fact that she encouraged Barak's leadership and helped to increase his faith. And we thank you for both of their faith in your power to deliver from their enemies, and the fact that they continued to pursue the enemies until they were no longer oppressing Israel and they were able to give the land rest for 40 years through your power and through faith in you. And we thank you for them and their examples. And Father, we ask that we would all be leaders like Deborah and Barak, knowing that whether we are men or women, we can still be good examples and leaders in those examples in your church. And we're thankful for that opportunity. And we pray that we would promote a focus on obeying you and your word in all areas of life, whether despite our feelings and emotions, despite where we might have come from, despite our present circumstances and a feeling of incapability, or perhaps we feel like we have some disability that hinders our walk with God, that we would still promote a focus on obeying you. And despite an unknown future, that we would focus on our faith in you and helping others to have that same faith. Father, we pray that we would promote in others a leadership like Deborah did for Barak, how she led him to be a leader of God's army and to defeat the enemies and to conquer the promised land. Father, we pray that we would be found faithful stewards in the end of those whom we lead, and to be better leaders in your kingdom and in our own communities. And we pray for better leaders in our communities, in our land, and in our countries. Leaders that would focus on you, like Deborah and Barak. Father, we pray that we would pray more for these things. And it's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.